What's up, everyone? Welcome to another edition of Theron's Thoughts. My name's Theron Shetty. These are my thoughts. Hope you guys are doing well. Happy Saturday to all of you in YouTube land. I'm doing splendid. I'm going to vlog tonight. I think I might just bring my phone. Obviously, I'm going to bring my phone, but I think I might actually record these shows because, man, I performed last night at this comedy club in St. Pete. What a horrendous show. I wish there was like an algorithm to like calculate when the bad shows are coming, because they are inevitable in stand-up comedy. Just from the get-go, I was watching the show and I was like, this is not going to be a good show. And sometimes you see these shows and like the energy just gets sapped out of the room. There's like some toxic audience member, or members in this case. There were like these three drunk people. It just is what it is. It wasn't the best environment for comedy. And I watched it all go down. And then by the time I went up, I was like, God, just, you know, what am I doing here? And I performed because I'm a pro. Just went through my act like a machine. Not even like, I mean, I tried to be present, but I was just trying to just get me through this. I heard this story once with Rosie O'Donnell was talking about performing, and she would like think about like where she was going to go get dinner after her set. It was one of those nights. And I remember after the show, I finished up and I was sitting outside and I was like, dude, man, Florida, this is like such a dead end for comedy. I'm sorry, it just is. And I was like, God, help us. Help us all. This lady from the audience who was drunk came up to the table and she was like, hey, you were so funny. She wasn't even talking to me. She was talking to like somebody next to me. And I just got up and I left and I got in my car and I drove home. I was like, just get me out of this scene. And I got to go back tonight. And the whole thing starts all over again. But the good news is that it always resets to zero. And no two shows are exactly the same. But yesterday, I was like, damn, dude, just kill me. Like, you wonder if there's ever an end to these just train wrecks. Last night, I was performing, and there were, like, these trucker guys in the audience, like electricians or something. Like, everybody had a trucker hat on. And there was a point in my act where I could go this way or that way, where I could like really just pander to them. And I was like, you know what, screw it. And I just started doing my more intellectual material and I fucking just bombed. But afterwards, I saw this comic, like he tanked too, which is fine. But afterwards, people are leaving and he goes out to them and he goes, hey, what did I do wrong? Why didn't you guys like me? My God, I have never felt so ashamed for comedians. And I was like, dude, what are you doing, man? I was like, why are you asking? You never pander to the audience. If you're going to bomb, you bomb. You don't ask them, especially go up and ask an audience member, why didn't you like me? I've never been so embarrassed for anybody. And I could barely understand what I was seeing. And of course, the audience doesn't know. I mean, who knows if they've even seen a comedy show before? This might be their first time. They don't know why they're viscerally laughing or not laughing. And I just felt like, my God, this is when you really feel Florida. Like, sometimes I feel like I'm surrounded by rank amateurs. And that was a definite amateur. You know, you don't ask an audience member, why didn't you like me? That's just insecurity, you know, seeping out of you. So that's my lesson to anybody who aspires to be a comedian. If you're going to bomb, like, you bomb hard, all right? Just die in your sword. Take the silence and get off stage. You know, there's another show coming. I don't know when that's going to be, but another show will come to redeem yourself. You don't pander to the audience. And that's the one thing I can say about my act now is whether I do well or I bomb, it's all the same to me. It's not going to affect my work ethic. It's not going to affect the way I write. It's not going to affect my approach. I'm just going to keep coming because that's what I do. And I think comedians, they've got to understand that, like, it's not up to the audience to decide your self-esteem. You got to have that internally built into you. That's what I think. But hey, I'm sitting on a lanai in Florida. What do I know? I hope you guys have a great week. Thanks for watching. Take care.